Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the synagogue of Satan. And what you might be saying? Did he say the synagogue of Satan? Yes, that's right. That's exactly what I said. The synagogue of Satan. Because that's a statement that God makes in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. So let's turn over there. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. This is where Jesus Christ has written the letter to the church at Smyrna. And he says that I know the blasphemy of those claiming themselves to be Jews but are not. But they are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, in our previous program, we covered the meaning of those who claim to be Jews, but who are not, and therefore they cause blaspheme to come upon God's name. So if you didn't catch that, please log on to our website, and you can read our article about the three P's of our profession, in which I explained that and many other things. But in today's program, we're going to cover the part identifying the synagogue of Satan. So what is the synagogue of Satan? The English word synagogue comes from the Greek word synagogue and simply means either the place where people assemble or worship, or an assembly of people for the purpose of worship. So again, a synagogue is simply the place where people assemble for worship, or an assembly of people for the purpose of worship. So now we have the word synagogue. Let's define the word Satan. The English word Satan comes from the Greek word Satan and simply means the accuser. Satan means the accuser. So the synagogue of Satan, putting those two together, is simply the people who assemble under the influence of the accuser. All right, I'll say that again. The synagogue of Satan is the people who assemble under the influence of the accuser. The next question, who does the accuser accuse? Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 12, and we'll read verse 7 through 11. This is Revelation chapter 12 and verses 7 through 11. Here we're going to find the answer to the question, who does the accuser accuse? It says, then a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But the dragon and his angels were not strong enough, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. That great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent called the devil and Satan. He is the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation, the power, the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, the one who accuses them day and night in the presence of our God, he has been thrown out. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not love their lives even in the face of death. So who does the accuser accuse? The accuser accuses the brethren, the people who are assembling as a part of the church of God, as a part of Christ's body. That's who Satan the devil, the accuser, accuses. He accuses the children of God. He accuses the brethren. Now, speaking the truth in love, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle John calls the Jews who were persecuting the church at Smyrna the synagogue of Satan. Now, that may sound harsh, but John, who was of the nation of Israel, calls his own kinsmen after the flesh the synagogue of Satan. But he was speaking the truth in love. It wasn't that he was saying that all Jews are satanic people. No, he's not saying that. Every race of people have their evil people, and every race of people have their good people. But John was calling the Jews who specifically were persecuting the church at Smyrna the synagogue of Satan, because these were the people who were assembled, that's the synagogue, these were the people who were assembled under the influence of Satan, who is the accuser of the brethren. So this synagogue of Satan is identified by John as the Jews who were assembled under the influence of the accuser, Satan the devil, and they accused the brethren. They were persecuting the church at Smyrna. And Satan does have his assembly of people, just like God has his assembly of people. Satan's assembly is the synagogue of Satan. God's assembly is the church of God. Now the next question. What does the accuser of the brethren accuse people of? So the accuser accuses the brethren of something, and what is that that he accuses us of? Satan has always used the Jewish persecutors of Christians to accuse Christians of two things. The first thing, they have always accused Christians of either serving a false God or serving the true God in a false manner, or number two, not serving the civil authorities. I'll repeat that. The question is, what does the accuser accuse the brethren of? And Satan has always used the Jewish persecutors of Christians to accuse Christians of two things. Number one, of serving a false God or serving the true God in a false manner. And number two, serving or not serving the civil authorities. They always accuse Christians of those two things. Now, as an example of the first thing, serving a false God or serving the true God in a false manner, listen to this false accusation by the accuser of the brethren. We can see this in Acts chapter 6 and verses 8 through 14. This is in the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. It says here that Stephen, full of faith and power, and Stephen was a true Christian. He was full of faith and power. He did great wonders and miracles among the people. Verse 9 says, then there arose certain people from the synagogues. Notice that they were from the synagogues. And they were from the synagogues of the Libertines, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and from Asia. And they were disputing with Stephen. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. So because they couldn't do that, they induced men to falsely accuse Stephen of saying that Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this holy place, referring to the temple, and shall change the customs which Moses delivered to us in the law. And this was a false accusation that they had made against Stephen. And these were people from various synagogues who were hurling these false accusations at Stephen. Now it says that Stephen, of course, gave his retort, and then not only did they hurl these false accusations at Stephen, but these people from the synagogues picked up rocks and hurled the rocks at Stephen and stoned him to death. You can see that in chapter 7. And now let's turn to Acts chapter 26, and we'll read verses 9 through 12. This is Acts chapter 26, and this is verses 9 through 12. Indeed, I myself thought it a duty, and this is Paul speaking, because Paul was actually there consenting to Stephen's death. He witnessed the people stoning Stephen to death, and he consented to it. He said, go for it, fellas, do it. And not only that, though, but Paul, before he became Paul, when he was Saul, he also caused the murder of many Christians himself. And that's what we're about to read in Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 12. So this is Paul speaking. It says, indeed, I myself thought it my duty to take extreme measures against the name of Jesus from Nazareth. That is what I did in Jerusalem. I received authority from the high priest and locked many of the saints in prison. When they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I would even punish them frequently in every synagogue. Notice that. He would punish them frequently in every synagogue and try to make them blaspheme. I was raging furiously against them. I would hunt them down even to distant cities. In fact, that is how I happened to be traveling to Damascus with authority from the synagogues. That's what it says also in Acts chapter 9 verses 1 through 2, that he received authority, these letters from the synagogues that gave him authority to go throughout cities, even distant cities, to hunt down these Christians, to bring them into prison, and to kill them, to murder them in cold blood. And he says, that is how I happened to be traveling to Damascus with authority, letters of authority from the synagogues, based on a commission even from the high priest. It went all the way up to the high priest, who gave authority to Paul to hunt down Christians, to persecute them, to hurl false accusations against them, to induce people eventually to be whipped up into a frenzy so that they would even hurl stones, rocks, at these Christians to stone them to death. And that's the type of persecution that came upon the true Christians at the hands of these Jews that were used by Satan to persecute the church, to hurl false accusations against them, and eventually to hurl rocks at them. So again, I'm not speaking against the Jews. I'm not anti-Semitic. No, this is just speaking the truth in love from the scriptures, showing that at that time, the Jews were persecutors of Christians, and John identified them as being a part of the synagogue of Satan. They were assembled together under the influence of Satan to persecute the church of God. And they persecuted the church of God in two ways. First, they falsely accused the true Christians of serving either a false god or serving the true God in a false manner. And we saw that in today's program, where we showed that the Jews falsely accused Stephen, saying that he was claiming that Jesus of Nazareth was going to destroy the temple and that he was going to change the customs which Moses delivered to them. But of course, Jesus never did teach either one of those things, that he was literally going to destroy the temple. He was referring to his own body. And also, he never said that he was going to change the customs of Moses. And so those were false accusations against Stephen. And they were trying to show that the true Christians were serving either a false god or serving the true God in a false manner. So that's what we cover today. And the second way that they persecuted the church was by falsely accusing the true Christians of not serving the civil authorities. That's what we're going to cover in our next program. Well, thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.